current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, the debasement of blood. Tensions have risen between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Strikes were fired at their shared border, which left dozens killed, including civilians. A ceasefire agreement was met, which was brokered by Doha. Then calls for dialogue in Istanbul were set up, but no solution in common ground was found. Both sides were not content, placing blame on one another. Pakistan wanted the Taliban to deal with the Pakistani Taliban, TTP, that they claimed fired the attacks on the border during the previous weeks. Afghanistan claimed it had no control over that group. This comes after the Taliban had also placed its hand in the hand of the enemy of Muslims and Pakistan, India, considering coming to new agreements. Meanwhile, Afghanistan is concerned with Pakistan placing its hand in the hand of America, claiming Pakistan follows the orders of America. Even though a ceasefire was in fruition, Pakistan has struck Kabul, along with other locations, causing the Taliban to respond with attacks on the Pakistani military posts along the border. This left many of our Muslim brothers, both Pakistani and Afghani, killed. Pakistan went on to threaten Afghanistan, saying it would quote-unquote obliterate the Taliban. The outcome of their disagreements has led to the bloodshed of our Muslim brothers and sisters. They have fallen into the trap of the West, using these artificial borders, which were placed by the evildoers, to give them separate identities, as if each person on each side are not of the same body. Falling into the delusion of having separate states led them to forget that those people whom they are attacking hold the same aqidah, creed, and are in essence one family, brothers. The West's involvement in this is clear. The way those in Pakistan, the leaders and commanders, move is in accordance with the orders of the West, telling them to do as they see fit. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, while it seems to try to distance itself from the West, it falls into their traps. Not only is it trying to be involved in international organizations like the UN, but also when it placed its hand in the hand of the Hindu state, who have shed the blood and killed our Muslim brothers and sisters within Pakistan and India, they inevitably place their hand in the hand of the West, for it too dictates India. Along with that, the West seized our lands and drew borders to segregate us. Then they injected ideologies to make us believe that each land, drawn out by the pen of the West, represented a new identity, an identity that has no ties to Islam, leading us to think that those lines are the limit to our unity. They divided us in order to conquer us. The West knows that when we shake off the illusions they have placed into our minds and lands, all their schemes and plots will turn on them. The hole they dug out for us will end up being their own grave. In order to keep their plans in motion is to keep us under their control, and that's by making sure we don't unite. Unity comes only when we realize that the tie that ties us together is the aqidah, creed. It is the plan of the West that leads us to believe we are enemies with the ones Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us are our brothers. The people from both Pakistan and Afghanistan are of the same body. As Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
ترى المؤمنين في تراحمهم وتوادهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى عضوا تداعى له سائر جسده بالسهر والحمى.
You see the believers as regards their being merciful among themselves and showing love among themselves and being kind, resembling one body, so that if any part of the body is not well, then the whole body shares the sleeplessness, insomnia, and fever with it. Bukhari. O Pakistan and Afghanistan armed forces, you have shed the blood of your own brother. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that he saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making tawaf of the Kaaba and saying,
ما أطيبك وأطيب ريحك ما أعظمك وأعظم حرمتك والذي نفس محمد بيده لحرمة المؤمن أعظم عند الله حرمة منك ماله ودمه وأن نظن به إلا خيرا.
How delightful you are and how great is your scent. How magnificent you are and how great is your sanctity. By the one whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, the sanctity of a believer, his wealth and his blood is greater in the sight of Allah than your sanctity, and we do not think of him except good. Ibn Majah. It is time to put an end to this useless and endless fight. Instead of pointing your weapons at your brother, it is time to join together. Give your nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir and establish the Khilafah, Caliphate. Then you will have fulfilled your true obligation in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, under the Khilafah, you will be moved to remove all the enemies from our lands, the West, the Hindu state, and the Jewish entity, giving meaning to your fight, not for the sake of preserving your borders, but to preserve the da'wah and deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is time to stop shedding the blood of your brothers. Repent before you receive the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَن يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا.
And whoever kills a believer intentionally, their reward will be hell, where they will stay indefinitely. Allah will be displeased with them, condemn them, and will prepare for them a tremendous punishment. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 93. Repent to Allah. Enough of falling into the traps the West has placed for you. Enough of being deluded. Stand together and unite. Put your powers together and establish the Khilafah.
الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون.
O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah stands between a person and their heart, and that to him, you will all be gathered. Surah Al-Anfal 24. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. May Allah guide our armed forces to be the true protectors of our ummah, and may that be the light for them on the day when the witnesses stand. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.